Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're calling and having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find testing sites near you?
No, ma'am. I got my first COVID-19 vaccination on the 22nd of January, and I don't remember if they said to call back a week or 2 weeks from the time my next vaccination is due on February the 19th.
It's due on the 19th?
Is it 1 week? Pardon?
Okay, you say, and how long is it once you have the virus? I mean, once you have the vaccine done?
I'm supposed to have my second vaccine on the 19th of February.
Okay.
Do I call back for an appointment 1 week before, or is it 2 weeks before?
Okay, I don't know. Did they give you a number to call? What, the place where you went?
They just put down the second dose due on 2/19. Call the health department to schedule the appointment, and they gave me the number. And when I called there, they told me to call the numbers. Call your number.
Okay, ma'am. I don't know why they would tell you to call our number back when they should have went on and scheduled you there. So did they tell you to re-register again for the second?
I don't know. All they said was to call the health department, but I'm 82 years old, and I don't remember if they said 1 week or 2 weeks to schedule the appointment for the second
okay.
shot.
What health department did you go to?
Calhoun County Health Department.
That's in Anniston?
Well, it's in... Yeah, in Jacksonville.
Calhoun
the number
County
is. Yes, ma'am.
You already have the number?
Yes, ma'am.
256-237. 523?
75, yes.
Okay, so did you didn't call them?
I called them, and they said that they're to call you.
Okay. Okay. I can pre-register you again, ma'am, but as far as them calling you back on the exact date and time, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they are going to do that on time or not, but I can re-register you again. You don't have any, your children or anybody there to help you?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. Okay. Well, all I can do is tell you also, too, if nobody called you back, you said they told you to be back on the 19th of February?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's on a Friday. So if don't nobody call you before that date, then you just go on down there anyway, okay?
Okay.
And tell them they told you to come back on the 19th. Now, what's your date? Because they should have did better about that. What's your date? What's your name?
My name is Jackie Thomas.
Okay. And you say Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your phone number, Ms. Thomas?
256-792-9224.
Okay, 256-792-9224.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And my sister also went with me.
Okay, so your sister did go with you? So what did your sister say?
Judy. Is she McGill?
Okay, hold on a minute. Give me that county again.
Pardon?
What county was that again? Calhoun?
Calhoun. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your age?
My age is 82.
82. Okay. Okay, I have Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, 256-792-9224, and county,
yes,
is Calhoun, age 82. Okay, and thank you for providing your information. You want to schedule your sister, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on 1 minute for me.
Okay.
Okay, what's your sister name?
Judy McGill.
M-C-G-I-L-L?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's that phone number again?
The same number as mine.
Okay, give it to me again. I'm on a different page.
Oh, 256-792.
Mm-hmm.
9224.
Okay. And what's her age?
She's 75.
Okay. Okay, I have Judy, J-U-D-Y, M-C-G-I-L-L, and the number is 256-792-9224 in Calhoun, and the age is 75?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And thank you for providing your information. You'll be contacted once appointment becomes available, and thank you for calling COVID Vaccine Appointment Line. Enjoy your day. Ms. Thomas.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
You have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Now, I have you all registered, but if they don't call you back before that date, you all just go back down there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So you can make sure you get your shot. Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
God bless. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let me see the qualified. Really.
Hello, I'm with Chad here. You may not know this about me, but years ago, I was diagnosed with sleep disorder. And like many of others, I was prescribed sleep equipment. Did you know sleep equipment manufacturers recommend daily cleaning? That's why I use Soap Clean Cleaning.